From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. William Broder, a financier, told a U.S. Senate panel on Thursday that Russian President Vladimir Putin is attempting to create chaos in the United States in an effort to reverse the sanctions and legislation imposed on certain Russian associates implicated in the death of Sergei Magnitsky, a Russian investigator who peered into the deep, dark corners of Russia's oligarchs' dealings. Bowder told Putin, said Putin had money in banks all over the world.
The purpose of Putin's regime has been to commit terrible crimes in order to get that money, and he doesn't want to lose that money by having it frozen. So he personally is at risk of the Magnitsky Act.
Broder has spearheaded an international campaign to expose corruption and human rights violations in Russia after Magnitsky's death in custody. Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, General Mark A. Milley, told reporters Thursday that he has not received implementation guidance on President Donald Trump's Twitter directive that no transgendered personnel should serve in the U.S. Armed Forces.
The entire force, the entire chain of command will, always has, will today and will tomorrow and always should treat every single soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, Coast Guardsman with dignity and respect.
He said they will work through the implementation guidelines once they are received. A British judge ordered that critically ill baby Charlie Gard be moved from a hospital to a hospice where he will inevitably die within a short period of time. As the medical and legal story that has sparked compassion and controversy around the world entered its final stage, the baby's dismayed mother accused courts and a hospital of denying Charlie's parents their final wish to let their son die at home. This is VOA News.